Welcome to the Growing Your Financial Business the Woman's Way podcast. I'm Robin Crane, and I was a financial advisor for over a decade. But before that, I was a singer-songwriter. And now, even as a mom of three with a teenager, toddler, and a baby, I run a seven-figure business helping women in financial services grow their businesses and make a bigger impact. In this podcast, I'll bring you financial advisors, industry influencers, and highly successful entrepreneurs to give you innovative strategies designed for women. So get ready to learn how to get in front of the right people, get more ideal clients, and be able to grow your ideal business so you can live your ideal life.
Hey, it's Robin Crane here doing another solo episode. And I want to talk about how success is not linear. Success is not linear. Now, if you are a financial advisor or an insurance professional, you know that you're helping your clients reach their retirement goals. You know that success, financial success, or any success is never a vertical straight line up. You're lucky if it's a hockey stick. But we know that, and we teach our clients that because the ones who come to us and they just want to get positive result after positive result, like, for example, just having the market go up and up and up and up and up and never pull back. We all know that's so unrealistic. It's not just unrealistic. It is impossible. It will not happen. But when you look at your business, there are ups and downs. There are ups and downs, just like life, just like the market. And the goal is to have just like a trend in the market. We're looking for an uptrend in the market. The goal is to have higher highs and higher lows. If we have higher highs, the trend is going up. If we have higher lows, the trend is going up. I'm talking very chart-like right now. But similarly, in your life, success is not going to just go straight up. And we all know that. We all know that. But then there's this disappointment that comes when we have the challenges, when we have the struggles, when things don't go our way the second we want them. We live in this impatient world. We're so used to social media. We're so used to technology, everything working right away. The second we want it, everything is happening for us. And it's immediate. And I am one impatient person, I will tell you that. And so when things don't go my way, I start to get frustrated. And if we were to look at my life in a way that's like a chart or like a line on a graph or a chart, a stock or something like that, we would expect that there would be ups, there would be downs, there would be ups, there would be downs. And when you're looking at a chart like that, what would you tell someone if they wanted more opportunity? You would tell them, buy the dips, right? Buy the dips. This is such a crazy analogy, but I think it's so true. It's like, buy the dips. The opportunity comes when you have a pullback in the market. So I want you to think of this as your business. I want you to think of this in your life, is that when these pullbacks happen, when something doesn't go your way, when something doesn't happen as planned, when you think you should make more money today and you don't, when you think you should get that client and you don't, when you think you should have these incredible leads on your calendar this week and for some reason you don't, when you expect that $1 million to come in and it doesn't, when you expect to get referrals just flooding your inbox and it doesn't. I'm not saying these things can't happen. I'm just saying that we must expect that things will not always go our way. And if you expect that, instead of just expecting it and being like, okay, that's just how it is, and you're kind of upset about that, what if you get to, quote unquote, buy the dips? What if when something isn't going right, you don't get everything you want, the nanny can't come, in my example, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. and tired and feeling like every time I'm trying to do something to get up, to get ahead, to do in the right, to shift the trajectory of my life, to shift the trajectory of even my day and the way I feel, it seems like I'm getting knocked down. And it's one thing after another. It's like, seriously? Are you serious? Like, I'm finally waking up at 5 a.m. and then my son comes in at 3 a.m. So I don't get that. I finally get to bed by 9:30 and then my son comes in at 3 in the morning and I'm like, man, I end up working out at 4 because I'm like, I just can't fall back to sleep. Or we are in a situation now where Monday my kids did not have school. And so the nanny brought her stepkids over and it turns out by the end of the day, they had fevers and turns out they have COVID. So now we're quarantining. So I don't have a nanny again. Here I am. And I can't go play tennis and do the things that I really want to do. So these are the dips. These are the challenges. These are the life that actually affects the business. And that could be the life that affects the business, or we can look at it as the business affecting the business. Right now I'm running Facebook ads and I'm spending a lot of money and it hasn't been working. And it's mostly because I didn't put attention on the right things and I just outsourced it. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to let someone else do this. I'm not even going to think about it. I went on vacation in December for a month. I come back and then realize that, OMG, I'm spending a lot of money and it's completely not working. And I want to blame others. I want to say, oh, they didn't do this, they didn't do that. And then I started to look yesterday at, oh my gosh, I didn't do all the things that could have made all the difference in the world. Okay. So whether it's your life that throws you a curveball or whether it's business, the thing is, those corrections, those pullbacks, those challenges, those hardships, those tough days, those times where you feel like you want to quit are the times where you get to see the opportunities. I'm reading the 5 a.m. club and doing my 5 a.m. workouts, 5 a.m. reflecting, 5 a.m. We basically do 20 minutes of working out, 20 minutes of like reflecting and meditation, 20 minutes of learning and growing. And I was on my run this morning and I'm listening as I'm running on the way back from the lake, which is really beautiful and lovely. I'm listening to him talk about Nelson Mandela and how Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 18 years and unjustly, and how he didn't go into jail being this positive, incredible person. It was actually the suffering, the extreme suffering that brought him to become the person that he became, this incredible, forgiving leader to lead an entire country because of what he went through, not that he would not have become the person if he had not gone through that suffering. And what Robin Sharma says in the book, he says the one thing that women, the best women and men, most successful, he didn't specify most courageous or anything, but the most successful, the best, he said, the best women and men in the world, the one thing they have in common is extreme suffering. Now, I don't wish that I get extreme suffering. I don't wish that you have extreme suffering. I hope nobody has to go through extreme suffering. That sounds very extreme. But what I will say is that, as Kelly Clarkson says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's true. I mean, the challenges are what makes you you. You overcoming those things is how you become the best version of yourself. And you want success. You want success in life. You want success in business. You want success in money. You want success in investments. All these things that I want as well, with your family, with your emotions, with your happiness. You want to feel good. You want to look good. You want to do good. You want to be good. You want to have everything that you want. And I believe that you can. The goal is to have an upward trajectory. The goal is that the line is moving in the right direction. You're getting better. You're making more money, or you're making more progress, or you're having more success, or you're getting better clients, and you're having a better life. You're getting more time with your kids, more time to do what you love, less time doing the stuff you hate, all those things. Higher highs, that's what I'm trying to say, and higher lows, right? There are lows. There will always be lows. And when you get those pullbacks in life and pullbacks in business, those are the corrections. Those are the opportunities. Those are the opportunities for you to become more, to be more, so that you can have more. And I feel like this is all kind of theoretical because I'm just talking a lot in analogies, but I just want you to think about, like, what challenge are you going through right now? What challenges are you going through right now? And we can think of those things as a problem. Like, oh, these are problems. I don't have a nanny today. Like, my kid's probably going to, one of them or both of them are probably going to walk in any moment right now in the middle of my podcast here, trying to do this before the day starts. And I'm like, oh, that's a problem. Maybe it's just a challenge, or maybe it's an opportunity. One of the webinars I've done, I was running this live webinar and had a lot of people on there, and my son walks in and interrupts the whole thing. And I'm like, ah, great. But it was real. And then it was not a problem. It was not even a challenge. It was actually an opportunity that my my kids got to see what I was doing. I'm in my passion. I'm in my zone. I'm in my just the excitement of what I'm teaching. I love what I do. And so he gets to see me like that. And then my clients get to see my kids and how I am with my kids, and that, yeah, I have to tell them, no, honey, I'm in the middle of something, and walk them out the door. And I'm being real, and I'm being present, and I'm being authentic. And that could be a big opportunity. And maybe I did better on that webinar because of that interruption that I thought was going to be a problem, or I thought was going to be a challenge, and it turned into an opportunity. The way you see things will determine how you feel. The way you see things will determine what you do. The way you label things and how you, whether you call it a problem or you call it a challenge or you call it an opportunity, will determine how you are today, and then how you, like, who you become the rest of your life. And success is there. Success is there for the taking. Success is like in your reach, is in the grasp, whatever you see success as. And there's always another level of success. There's always another level. So whatever that success looks like for you, it's always going to be, I hate to say, I say moving target, because people think that's a bad thing, but if you're not growing, you're dying. And so wherever success is, it's always higher and higher. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing to strive for better. And no matter what, success is not linear. It's not a straight line up. It's not just one direction. Okay. Hopefully it's in one trend, right? It's going an upward trajectory, but it's going to go down. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's going to go up. And you're looking for higher highs and higher lows, meaning that you keep improving. Your life keeps improving. Your business keeps improving. So the next time you have one of those days where nothing's going right, or you feel like you're struggling in this business, or maybe you're just bored in this business, maybe you've just gotten comfortable in this business, remember that there's a next level for you. And that means you get to break through whatever challenge or whatever opportunity you're having to become a better version of you, so that you can have even more of what you want. And those challenges, as my husband and I used to say, are the setbacks. The setbacks are just setups for success. And you will be even better because of the things that are happening to you. I mean, the things that are happening for you. Remember, everything is happening for you. Everything is always working out for you. And if you get to look and you choose to look at life as a blessing, and even the challenges that happen for you as a blessing, you will reach the success points, the points on the continual path to you being like having everything you want. You'll keep hitting those higher highs of the success and higher lows of success, and continue on that path. So I hope that gives you some inspiration today around success. I want to leave you with this, because I was thinking about this as I was writing in my journal. I love this poem. I used to say it a lot, and I stopped for whatever reason, but it came into my mind today when I was writing in my journal this morning. It's by Hartsill Wilson. It's called "This is the Beginning of a New Day." I freaking love it. I'm going to leave you with this. "This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is very important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something in its place I have traded for it. I want it to be a gain, not a loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for it." Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Are you getting all the quality prospects on your calendar that you'd like? If not, join us in the Appointment Generator Challenge. Go to femalefinancialadvisors.com and register for free. We guarantee you'll get 5 quality appointments in 5 days if you follow this system. And you can do it from online. You don't even have to pick up the phone. Whether you're just starting, whether you've been in the industry 3 to 5 years, or even 30 years, this challenge will be perfect for you. Check it out, femalefinancialadvisors.com, and register for absolutely free. Can't wait to see you there.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.